welcome to the Midlife-ish podcast, where you learn how to wake up and slay through menopause with mindful living. I'm your host, Dr. Joyelle, your board-certified OBGYN and perimenopause health coach. There's a lot of ish that happens during these midlife years, and you're probably bombarded by the pressure of beating the clock before you hit menopause. Are you a professional woman between the ages of 40 and 50 and afraid of how you'll look, feel, and even think when you approach menopause? Are you over 40 experiencing hot flashes, mood swings, lack of energy, and just feel lost on what to do to manage your symptoms? Are you over 40 and you cringe with each birthday because it means you're 1 year closer to menopause and you might just run out of time to fulfill your biggest dreams? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are where you are supposed to be. This podcast will not only prepare you for what to expect during the midlife years, but equip you with simple, integrative strategies to manage your menopausal symptoms. Ladies, you will learn that you are not heading towards a midlife crisis, but a midlife revolution as you embrace the evolution of yourself. So let's get started so you can slay your day. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Midlife-ish. Before I start this episode, I want to express my extreme gratitude for all the listeners that has been rocking with me since the beginning of me launching this podcast. I want to thank you. I want to thank the new listeners because I want to tell you all, those of you, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I put in my Insta story and my Facebook story about how this podcast was listed in the Parade magazine. I'm just so grateful for you all just for listening. It was in an article titled Healthy Now. Actually, it was the top of the title was Healthy Now. And then it says, want more menopause resources? Look no further than these three Look no further than these 33 podcasts, books, and Instagram accounts that get real about the experience. And I was listed, or we were listed, as one of those podcasts in the article. So I was super excited to see that. It's so funny. I had no idea. I just happened to be reading a different article and then I saw this title. So I tapped on it to see, you know, what was on the list. And I'm scrolling down and I'm like, oh my God, Midlife-ish made the list, made the cut. So I'm super excited. I could not have done that without you all listening to the podcast, sharing it with your friends, your family, whoever you are sharing it with. I just want to say that I really appreciate you. And I appreciate you again, like I said, rocking with me since the beginning. And I know those of you who has been listening from the beginning has noticed some shifts as I am evolving into this consistent podcast host. Mindset has certainly shifted, has evolved. And, you know, and I think that is just That's what we do, especially as we are going through this perimenopause or menopausal transition. We are evolving, and that's what I am, you know, certainly noticing as I'm recording episodes throughout, you know, each week. My mindset and thoughts have changed around it. And especially as I'm approaching my birthday next month and actually a couple weeks. Well, actually, it's on the 12th, July 12th. As I approach my birthday, I also usually have a whole lot of reflections and think about certain things. And you will probably notice again, just new
new concepts that I've just kind of thought about as I, continue to go through this journey through menopause. And just with the podcast, just so you know, I am planning to have guests on the show, and I'm super excited about that. So I'm going to be interviewing guests and just women who have either, sharing their own stories through menopause, or women who are actually in the menopause space, helping and empowering other women who are going through this journey. So just different type of guests along those lines. So I'm excited about that. So I'm, figuring out the schedule for that. And, obviously you'll find out when that happens. And if you don't already follow me on Instagram or Facebook, follow me at Dr. Joyelle so you can be in the know of things that are upcoming also. But again, I just want to say a shout out to all of you listeners who has consistently been listening to what I have to say about these midlife changes, perimenopause and menopause. Because again, it's important for us to, continue to have these conversations and also to share the information that you learned as you have been listening. And also, I want to ask a favor. If you have not already, please, please, please write a 5-star review and tell me what you think, anything that resonates with you, any aha moments. Because when you write reviews, that means more women, more people will see this podcast. And we will continue to make these lists of podcasts that will definitely keep it real for women as they go through this transition. So that was that. So moving on to the podcast episode for today, I wanted to talk about failing forward in menopause. I posted something on Instagram and Facebook, again, if you don't follow me, about failures in my life. And it was really a vulnerable post, I have to let you all know, because I didn't mention that as I wrote in the post. It was vulnerable because I was expressing my failures throughout my life, which, you don't really want people to know what you failed in, because it can make you feel, either show, your weaknesses. It can show that you are not perfect, which a lot of us try to be. And, what I said in the post is that we're not supposed to be perfect. We all have our failures, and it really is important for us to look at those failures differently. And I also mentioned in the post how, working with my coach, I realized all these failures that I've had in my life, they're not really failures. Failure is data. That's what I learned from my coach. Failure is actually data. Data for us in order to learn how to do things better the next time around. And as I was thinking about things, menopause is certainly believed to be a kind of failure. Many people, including myself, have said menopause sucks. Perimenopause sucks. Menopause sucks. It is something that a lot of us can feel like or believe that we are failing. We are failing at aging. As our body is going through these changes, this mental change, physical change, we feel like our bodies are failing us, right? Because it's going through these things and we feel like, we feel like we have no control over it. And most of us, a lot of us, want to always be in control, right? Like, we have to be in control of everything. And when our body is doing these things that, number one, we're not expecting. And number two, we feel like we can't do anything about it. we feel like we're failing. And also just if as we are, you know, getting older and we notice, for example, like gaining weight or the inability to lose weight like we used to when we were younger. So we try all the things, we eat right, we exercise, and we still gain weight or we can't lose the weight. And that feels like a failure, right? Or if we working in our business or in our careers, we can't focus. We have this brain fog. We have this short-term memory loss. We can't concentrate. And we can't do the task that we need to do in order to perform with excellence in our business or in our careers, that feels like failure. So all of that, I can, you know, definitely just looking back as I was going through my menopausal transition or starting that transition, I was, you know, definitely feeling failure throughout all of that, because I was trying to do all the things that I thought that would actually make me feel better, or I was ignoring certain things and, you know, basically not even acknowledging it. And all of that was, you know, definitely a sense of failure. But thinking about it as not failure, but more so data, it doesn't feel as, I don't know the word I'm looking for, feel as icky. That's the best word I can think of right now. it just feels different if I don't look at those things as failure, but more so data. You know, like I mentioned before, if you look at failure as data, so as my body was going through changes, these mental, mood, irritability, night sweats, acne, all these things, that data was informing me, number one, that my body is changing and it is embarking on a new way of processing things, right? So that data, that information is important, right? So it's something that we need to know. So looking at it as failure, that gives us a sense of defeat, of feeling defeated, of feeling weak, as opposed to looking at it more so as data or information that gives it a more positive light. And it gives us, or gave me, a better way to approach this whole transition, instead of approaching it in this sense of being, you know, feeling defeated or failing, and more so looking at it as more so, okay, this is information that I obviously need to pay attention to. And then number two, figure out what I need to learn in order to be able to manage through these changes. So number one, you know, the data is the failure that is data is actually recognizing what these changes are and recognizing that my body is actually approaching a different way of processing certain things, processing, you know, what I'm actually eating, processing how I'm exercising, processing thoughts that, you know, come into my head, all those things. That is information that we need to be aware of. And then number two, recognizing what I was doing before is no longer working, right? So how I was eating, how I was exercising, those things are no longer working in order to get the results that I desired. So again, that's data, right? not a failure, not me failing at, you know, doing the things, you know, eating right, exercising, you know, trying to do the things anyway, a certain way. I wasn't failing, but more so this was information or data for me to, again, acknowledge that I need to do something different. So going through this menopausal transition, you know, looking at certain things in regards to all these changes, looking at it as failure puts me in a place of feeling defeated, feeling like this is, you know, truly an uphill battle, and how am I actually even going to get through this? And then really need, and then recognizing that I need to rewire my brain to think about this, think about how I'm actually approaching these changes. So instead of looking at it as failure, as a negative thing, looking at it as information for me, information that I actually need, right? Because menopause, as I've mentioned before, this is a natural process. Natural menopause is a natural process that our body will go through, you know, at some point in our lives. You know, obviously it's different for everyone in regards to age-wise, but certainly it is a process that our bodies will encounter, and we need to be able to approach it with a different mindset. Instead of approaching it with doom and gloom, which I know a lot of women do, including myself, like, you know, just kind of in the beginning, certainly it's like, oh my gosh, like, what is going on? I don't want to go through this. But really approaching it more so as of, you know, an acceptance of, you know, okay, this is what my body is going to do. Like, you know, we can't reverse this, right? Like, this is something that our body will go through. And just recognizing the information that our body is trying to tell us, and then acknowledging it and figuring out, using all of that data, figuring out what we need to do in regards to managing through the process. And, you know, that also kind of shows up as we are trying different things to manage all the symptoms that we have. There's so many things out there in regards to supplements and essential oils and, you know, all the things, prescription that your gynecologist or even your primary care doctor may prescribe. Like, there's so many different options out there. And sometimes it could be a trial and error thing in regards to trying different things. Again, you know, some may feel like, oh my gosh, I failed at that, versus, okay, I tried this. That was information. That was data. That didn't work. Or my body, you know, didn't like that, or didn't respond well to that. Okay, what is next? And it's not that you know, have to, I'm not saying you actually have to take something in regards to get that information. But more so, it really, before you even do that, just changing your mindset around that whole process is important in order to approach it in that way. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. So what I'm basically saying is, you know, failing forward in menopause is, you know, certainly can be, you know, like I mentioned before, admitting your failures, it can be very, you know, put you in a very vulnerable place, because now you have to, you know, actually look at these things with a laser focus and like, okay, this is what's going on. What do I need to do? And actually also acknowledging it, saying it out loud, you know, whether it's to your primary care physician or your gynecologist, or even your friends and family, you know, just to talk about these different things in regards to the symptoms that you're having, just to have those conversations. All of that is something that, you know, can, you know, definitely put us in a vulnerable place But it's necessary for us to, you know, talk about it and again, figure out what we need to do, gathering that data, that information of what your body needs in regards to managing through this menopausal transition. And I mentioned in my post, you know, about one of my clients in my Menopause Moguls program, as she was, you know, going through the program and educating, teaching. I was teaching her about, you know, the different changes and why they're happening. And, you know, she was at a point where she felt like she was failing because she was not getting the result that she desired or that she was looking for. But as she, and you know, at that point, you know, she felt like, oh my gosh, this is not going to work. But as I reassured her and made her realize, like, you know, this again, we have to gather all the information and then implement the strategies that we talked about in order to, you know, get that desired result. And, you know, eventually she got that result, but that also, you know, again, just her recognizing that this is really not, you know, this was really not her failing, but this was her gathering information to figure out what her body actually needs in order to get to that desired result. So that is, you know, what I mean by failing forward in menopause. Really, failure is data. It's not really a failure, but data, information that essentially gives you what you need to do better the next time around. So what you need to lose those you know, extra pounds around that midsection that you may have, what you need to maybe potentially avoid to decrease those menopausal hot flashes or night sweats, you know, whatever that symptom is, right? This is something that you have to actually learn. There's different things that you have to learn in regards to what your body needs mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all of that in order to manage through all of those symptoms. And that is what I talk about in my program, Menopause Moguls, The Power of the Pause, really honing in on, you know, the potential changes, not potential changes, the actual changes that do occur as our bodies are responding to these hormonal fluctuations and ultimately the hormonal decline that happens. And then gathering data to figure out, you know, once you implement the strategies that I talk about in my program, gathering the data, you know, and within yourself, within your body, to figure out what your body's actually responding to get to that desired result. So we go through, you know, what you're eating, we go through exercise, we go through self-care, we really go through all the different dimensions of yourself in order to, you know, gather that information or gather that data for you to be successful in managing through the menopausal symptoms, so you can do the things that you want to do personally and professionally. Because again, if you are in a mindset of failing, or, you know, feeling like you're failing, that basically kind of transcends into all aspects of your life. If you're feeling defeated because you're going through these menopausal symptoms and you really can't, you know, get out of it, you feel stuck, then that, you know, leads into how you show up in all aspects of your life, you know, personally and professionally. You can't show up like you want, like you desire in your career, in your business, at home, wherever that may be, if you are feeling defeated, if you're feeling like you're failing at multiple things when it comes to you taking care of your mind and body as you're going through this transition. So I hope that makes you think about the menopausal transition a little differently. If there are anything that things that resonated with you or any aha moments, let me know. Send me a DM. I really want to hear your feedback of what, you know, failing forward in menopause truly means. And if you are a professional woman over 40 who does feel stuck in this realm of feeling like you're failing at menopause, and it is affecting how you show up in your career or in your business, or is affecting how you want to proceed in pivoting something, you know, pivoting something new in your life. You want to start a new business or just start something new career-wise, but you're feeling stuck and defeated in your menopausal symptoms. They're really holding you back. Schedule a discovery call with me to see if you are a good fit for the Menopause Moguls program, or if the program is a good fit for you. It's a 12-week, I've actually extended the time. It was 7 weeks, now it's 12 weeks, because after just speaking to my prior clients, really being able to give that extra support, I think is really important, especially after you've implemented the strategies that you've learned in the program. But it's a 12-week group coaching program with also some one-on-one coaching with me in a private Facebook community, and really honing in to all, like I said, all the dimensions that are required for you to address and learn in regards to yourself in order to manage through these symptoms, so that you can not only optimize your health, which is certainly important as you are going into menopause, but also gain clarity, focus, and energy to take your business to the next level, which, you know, obviously is so, so, so important. So if that's something that sounds like you are in a place of, schedule a discovery call with me. There will be a link in the show notes so we can chat. All righty. All right, ladies, that is all I have for you today. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful rest of the week. And I will talk to you guys next time. All right. Take care. Thank you for listening. If you had any aha moments, please subscribe and share this podcast with all the ladies in your circle. Then head on over to www.drjoyelle.com to get my monthly newsletter and join my Facebook group so we all can slay our day together.